None but the hungry heart. 7-1. Adults only. I have learned, in whatever state I am, in this to be content. Philippians 4, verse 11. All we have to do is love the Lord Jesus. That will take us through all the fire necessary to conform us to his image. Hopes have precarious life. They are often blighted, withered, snapped sheer off in vigorous youth, and turned to rottenness. But faithfulness can feed on suffering and knows no disappointment. Adam might defy the will of God. Elijah might doubt it. But John would glory in it, even on Patmos. This is the way of certain triumph, to accept God's will, however painful it may be, and to trust him in the certain faith that his will must triumph in the end. John stood his ground, maintaining his testimony in the face of every foe, and as a consequence has exercised a mighty ministry of life down through the centuries. Much depends on the way great eras of our life are entered on. The germ of faith will outlive the sternest winds and roughest seas. We enter on them enthusiastically or stoically. Nature or disposition may have much to do with our external manner, but it is faith in our Father which stands the wear of years and the sorrows of life. One does not feel the pain of the cross when his mind is on heavenly things. Thou, therefore, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3.